The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Geraldine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. You have a great show. My basic question is, almost all my friends tell me about gay marriage being wrong, and I tend to disagree, and I was wondering what you thought.
On what basis are they saying it's wrong?
Basically according to religion and stuff like that.
Well, all right, let's take it through a bit of time. First of all, I think everybody's allowed, if you decide that you're gay and you don't want to be married, I think that's fine. I think making that decision for somebody else is a slippery slope, because I don't think most of us want other people making decisions like that for us. We don't want the government, and we don't want other people, no matter how well-meaning or how much they care about us or we care about them, determining how we should live our life, especially in an emotional area. All right, so that's number one. Number two, if we look at that whole issue about, that gay marriage is prohibited by the Bible, you have to remember, first of all, the Old Testament was written over a period, it was oral history. The printing press wasn't invented for a long time after that, so it was all oral history. It was stories. And number one, number two, it was even that was written down over a huge amount of time, hundreds of years, as well as the New Testament as well. So, and at the time where, in theory, if we accept the fact that gay marriage was, or that relationship, wasn't really talking about marriage, because marriage really doesn't exist in the Old Testament at all, per se. And you have to remember, even when it did, sort of, that men were allowed, polygamy was allowed, the sor rate was allowed, which is if you married one sister, you could marry the other, or especially if one died, the other sister automatically got married. Women were stoned to death for adultery. There were just all sorts of, there were all sorts of horrible penalties for eating pork or mixing milk and, not keeping kosher. I mean, so there are a whole bunch of rules that we look back on and say, well, they were of the time and place. So one of the reasons that you weren't allowed to mix milk and meat was because people used pottery that was unglazed, and so if the milk got in the pores, and clay is porous, and then you put meat in it or blood in it, that you could get that's a serious medium for bacteria, so people could actually get sick and die. So the reason that came up, and if you look at most of the rules that were, that were in the Bible, there was a very specific and practical reason for it. So, and women, to say they couldn't vote didn't begin to explain what they couldn't do. And women were basically chattel, had no choice about who they married. I mean, so a lot of the rules or a lot of the understandings have changed. And the idea that somehow, and even the Bible changes. I mean, it sort of evolves from depending on, where we're talking about Old Testament and New Testament, whatever. And I'm not a bit of a biblical scholar, but I'm educated about Old and New Testament. So the idea that somehow people pick and choose, they kind of use the Bible like a Chinese food menu. They'll pick and choose what things they think are appropriate and what things that are not. So I think that's number one. Number two, I think that people who feel very strongly that the Bible is the Word of God should certainly adhere to everything that they think the Bible tells them to do. Again, I think the issue is when you try and decide that you're going to take an interpretation and superimpose it on somebody else. Not quite kosher to keep within the vernacular. It's really interesting because as I was talking about it, I guess a little bit last week, that and you have to understand that the Bible also suggests that contraception is wrong, which the Catholic Church has certainly been on top of for a very long time. So the idea is that if we're really looking at marriage, whatever that means, as a way of doing several things. First of all, of cementing relationships between nomadic tribes, which everybody was at the time, both the Old and the New Testament were written, or written down at least. So that's obviously somewhat less of an issue unless you have to be the King of England or something, or Queen of England. So cementing relationships and having a clear line of inheritance, which we now have lawyers, for better or for ill, they'll take care of. So the point being, and the third issue that you wanted to make sure, we now have DNA, so the idea that that we trace lineage by the mother has sort of come and gone, because now men can be identified as being the sperm donor. So a lot of things have really changed radically since the time either the Old or the New Testament was really committed to any kind of writing. All right. So, and the idea that divorce is 50% of marriages are ending in divorce, and we're all suggesting those people are going to go to hell. Well, most people don't think that, and even the Catholic Church has sort of modified that a bit. Birth control, you know, was something that 50% of women died in childbirth. Some, about 50% of children didn't survive the first 2 years. So, I mean, the world has changed significantly since any of that. And again, if that's something you believe in, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying believe in it, but that's different than sort of compelling other people to follow what your beliefs are, because if that's true, then we have to follow their beliefs, and that's going to get us in more trouble than it's worth. My particular perspective about gay marriages, for a long time I said, well, listen, guys, why are you not, what's the difference if it's a civil union and you get all the perks? And I have a number of gay friends who sort of sat me down and read me the Riot Act, who said, why should we have to have a second-class marriage? Why can't, if you can have it, why can't I have it? And that's a pretty compelling argument. So my particular stance was that everybody should have a civil union, and marriage was something that you, in fact, did through a church or through a religious organization if you wanted to. But and so that would take, because if we sort of make marriage what basically it is right now, which is a civil union, and everybody who wanted to could do that, and then when you got married with all the sacraments, yada yada, depended on whatever your religious beliefs were, and you could choose to do that or not, but under the eyes of the law, that we could, in fact, as consenting adults, decide that we wanted to pay our taxes together, own property together, raise children together, which has always seemed to me a somewhat easier solution, but it'll never happen. So, you know, I just figured, you know, as gay, you know, as straight people, we've kind of made a mess of marriage, so why not let gay people? And there are people who say tongue-in-cheek, you know, that why should straight people be the only people who suffer? There's actually a survey saying 25% of people, I think 25% of the population choose voluntarily to be single, that a lot of married people who would prefer being single. I mean, it's so, you know, I just see it's one of those things of how you get through that period of time from your birth to your death. As long as you're not harming anybody else, I don't actually care what you do. I just assume you had you brushed your teeth occasionally and used deodorant if I'm on the train with you. But past that, as long as it's not going to harm me, as far as I'm concerned, you live your life in a way that makes sense to you, and I'll do the same, and we'll see if we can't sort of have some pleasure in that dash between our birth and our death.
Yeah, because I'm really excited. My sister is gay, and she wants to get married.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't wait for the wedding.
Yeah, I'm with you. I actually, I have a number of gay friends and have for years. And this particular couple I was talking about are just both really lovely people. And I knew they were together. I did not know that they were married, because I guess it had never come up. And I said to one of them, they work different hours. And so I said to one of them, well, you know, I have an extra theater ticket. Do you want to come with me? And he said, do you know what? I want to keep my marriage together. I'd love to go, but I really want to spend this day with my hubby. And, you know, and I thought, well, there is that additional commitment, I think, which marriage bestows on everybody. And I tend to agree with you. Again, I think your friends who are against gay marriage should probably not be married to a gay person. But I think for everybody else, you know, that we mind our own business and we let other people do what makes sense to them, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. And I would have a hard time explaining why gay marriage would hurt anybody one way or the other. So.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. And you can either, well, you listen to this live, so you don't have to worry about it, but you can also, in about an hour, go to drjoy.com and you can download the podcast, and you can either use it to kind of shore up your arguments with your friends, or you can play it with your friends, or you don't have to do any of that. But congratulations on your sister. All right?
Thanks.
You're most welcome.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569 is the phone number here to call at any particular time if there's something that you needed. All you have to do is just give me a holler, 855-993-7569. All right, so we had done a story earlier this week about the fact that women tend, in 70% of the cases, to initiate divorce, which certainly doesn't come as much of a shock to me, And so we just sort of cavalierly, well, cavalier isn't the right term, actually. We just sort of said, okay, tell me about divorce. Why did you get divorced? And, you know, again, you guys do such a great job of answering relatively simple questions in kind of sophisticated ways that give me insights that I really wouldn't have had without asking the question, which sort of has always proved to me that the important thing is really the question. Well, actually, you guys are sort of convincing me of something that's probably exactly the opposite, which is the important thing is really the question, not the answer. But in this particular case, your answers are better sometimes than my questions. 855-993-7569. Ruth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. What a treat to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
So, this is the deal. I always thought if I called you, I'd get my thoughts together and organized, and I'm right in the midst of something, and I would like your advice on how to handle it. It concerns my adult daughter. She's 31 years old, married, and she's recently, she and her husband live overseas, and she's recently moved back to the city that I live near. And I'm in her apartment currently, and she had invited me to see their new fabulous apartment. So I came into town today, and I got a bit lost, and I was going to pick up their key and spend the day in their apartment, and then they'll be coming home here, and we're going out to dinner. I'm familiar with the city, but it's a complicated area I haven't been in. And so I, as I was walking from the metro, I gave her a call. And in my defense, I know you're familiar with D.C., the streets, they can stop, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was on the street. I was on the street that her apartment was on, and it just simply ended. And so I knew I was near, and I just called her to ask her how to get to her place. And she just lit into me, just, you know, yelling and stuff like that, and which wasn't very helpful.
No.
And she gave me directions. And so I followed her directions. And as I'm nearing her apartment, I get a call from her. And, you know, she's sort of incredulous. How could I not be there yet? And demanding where am I, and I explained where I was, and some more yelling of directions and stuff. And then this happened one more time, and then we finally met. And to tell you the truth, I mean, it's like approximately 200 degrees here, and I'm carrying stuff, you know, with homemade gifts. And I don't mean to deny that I expect her to treat me well because of that, but still, that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
And there's more yelling at me, how stupid I was to not understand the streets and things like that. And then she had to rush off to work, and so she went off to work, gave me the keys to her apartment, and she did, to her credit, she did call me back in a few minutes, and she apologized.
Good.
And she said she had some time and she wanted to talk, but I was really reeling from it, and my voice was shaky, and I just said, please, I will talk about it when you get home.
Okay.
So my question to you is, I have an idea of what I would like to talk to her about, but I would like your recommendation.
Okay. Right, well, let's start with, I do have some ideas about this, but let's start, pretend I'm your daughter at this moment, and I've just walked in the door. What is it you want to say to me?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say to you is I'd like to pull up a map, and I'd like to show you how it's very confusing where she lives, and
in actuality, it's a legitimate issue, but that's not how we're going to start. So we're going to take that off the table. We'll go back to it. We'll go back.
Okay.
What she's going to say, honey, what she's going to say is, you could have checked it out ahead of time, or you could have Googled it. You know, why did you wait the last minute? So you don't want to start there. It's going to start a war. So, all right, take that off the table. Good. I'm glad you got that taken care of. All right, what's next? take a deep breath. What's plan two? What's plan B?
I would like to say to her that it seems that she has a tendency, and I got to say it is infrequent, but also she lives overseas, so I see her infrequently. So she does have a tendency to be very sharp and very critical with certain people, specifically me, her husband, her brother, my other child, and now I've even noticed with her father, my husband. And as far as I know, that's, oh, and I've seen her do it with, like waitstaff people, you know, like a cab driver and things like that.
Does she have kids?
She doesn't. I don't think they want to have children.
Okay.
I think,
all right.
Okay. Sorry,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right, rather than continue to bat down your ideas, which are going to start a war, let me just,
yeah.
Let me give you kind of an overview.
Okay.
And then we'll hone in on this. All right.
Okay.
She was, first of all, how long has she been back in D.C.?
Oh, less than 2 weeks.
Okay. You remember, hopefully, that moving is one of the huge stresses of life. She's
uh-huh.
got boxes that are probably not unpacked. She doesn't know where anything is. She's got a job that it may be the same old job, but it's a different boss, different place. So
uh-huh.
she's up to her eyeballs in stress. I mean, and she and her husband are probably fighting. And all right, so number one, she's stressed out of her skull. Number two, it's hot.
Yeah.
Number three, she was very likely worried about you. She was a combination of worried about you, of where's mom, impatient with you because you're late, worried about mm-hmm. getting to work on time. So she's got a boiling cauldron of stomach acid going at this moment. Now,
okay.
does that mean it's okay to yell at you? Not really, but
mm-hmm.
so listen, from her point of view, what she's going to say is, Mom, you knew you were coming. I appreciate your coming, but how hard would it have been for you to leave a little bit early or to Google the map?
Right.
And those are legitimate issues. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not telling you that
yeah.
because I'm trying to gang up on you. But one of the things that, the world divides very quickly, kiddo, into people for whom time is a Bible. You know, it's the word, it's written on stone, and people who, it's an approximation. And they're invariably related by DNA. All right. Your mom was probably very, very likely really tough about time. So you're not. So your daughter is. And in my family, my mother, if she got there on the same day, she figured it was okay. So I, partially because I'm a broadcaster, but partially because of who my mom was, I am always early. And if I'm not there early, someone calls the police to figure out what's going wrong because they know that I'll leave extra time. And even when all the catastrophes happen, I'm almost always there on time. So let me put you on hold for just a minute. We'll come back and sort
okay.
of deal with of how we're going to work this conversation out. Because, I don't want it to go any farther than it is. And I want both of you to be happy with each other. We'll finish with Ruth. Kate will get to you as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right. Two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, all, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Ruth, who's being a wonderful mommy in that she's taking some yummies to her daughter, who's just moved back to not only the States but to D.C., and her daughter was not her most charming self when Ruth got a little bit lost and was a little bit late. And so there's going to be a discussion this afternoon when her daughter gets home. And her daughter did call up to apologize, which, you know, is certainly better than not, but doesn't feel very good because at this moment, Ruth is still feeling kind of feathers ruffled. So there we go.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
So, So number one, let's just agree that between you and I and maybe with your daughter, here's how I'd handle it. Listen, Cookie, I realize I was late. I realize that you were late. I realize it's hot and sweaty. I realize it's got going on. But I will make you a deal. From now on, I will leave a little extra time. And when I'm late, even 5 minutes late, I will give you $20 because that'll help you. Because my guess is that that promptness is not your strong suit. And I know Metro, and but you can leave extra time. You can do Sudoku. You can, if you get there early, you can go get some Starbucks. You can, I mean, that it will change your relationship with your daughter because she's clearly high energy, high stress, and a time freak. Okay, and you're not, but you're going to have, I mean, to minimize the abrasiveness between the two of you, you're going to have to be better about time. And I would make that the opening gambit of, look, I'll make you a deal. I will be on time. I will give you $20 if I'm late, and you will give me $20 the next time you yell at me.
Oh, because, okay. Sorry if I may interrupt.
Go ahead, please.
I was not late. I'm a little bit like that you suggested my daughter is. I was early, okay. And I had plenty of time. What I did screw, I, you're absolutely right. I should have checked it out more thoroughly on Google and that kind of thing. So I don't think I'll open up with being the late thing, but I just
Fair enough.
It's my
then start with the Google. Start with, look, I get it, that I made this your responsibility and it should have been mine.
Correct.
And that will just completely clarify. Because what she's thinking, let me just give you an example from my experience with my mom, and it was something we had to negotiate. We were on a trip together because I took mom on lots of trips, and this was one of the few times where there was a rental car involved, and it was raining, and we were kind of lost, and we had a map. And I should have remembered from my childhood that one of the reasons that I learned to read a map is because I get car sick, and it turns out if you're the navigator, then you get to sit up front, and then you don't get car sick, and my mother was terrible at it. This completely eluded me in the moment. So I said to mom, you can choose, you want to drive or do you want to navigate? And she said, oh, honey, I don't want to drive. It's, you know, I don't know where. And my mother's a terrible driver, to be quite honest. So that was fine. I don't drive very much, but I'm a better driver than mom. So I said, okay, then you have to do the map. And she said, I can't do the map. And so we're lost. It's raining. We're late. And I said, mom, I'm not dad. I'm not going to take care of you. You're going to have to do your part in this. And what I was really talking about is I suspect what was going on in your daughter's stomach of, well, you know, why do I have to take care of my mom? She's supposed to be taking care of me. Now, as adult women, we understand that we really shouldn't want our moms, and we shouldn't need our moms to take care of us because we're both adults. But under times of stress, we regress. And we go back to, I want my mom to take care of me because I'm 31 years old and I've got all these boxes that are not packed and it's hot and my husband's mad at me and I'm going to be late to work. So we become three-year-olds again. And so what does mom do? Mom, the superwoman, she's lost. And your daughter just lost it. It's probably the only time I've ever yelled at my mom. I said, Mom, I'm not dad. I can't do both. You're going to have to do one or the other. You could choose what you want to do. And that's, I don't tend to be much of a yeller, and it was not a very nice thing to do. But it was, I think, in that moment, I was feeling exactly what your daughter was feeling, which is, I'm lost. It's raining. I don't like driving. And I want someone to take care of me. I want someone to make all this go away and get the car someplace and make it stop raining and read the map, and I don't have to worry about any of it. And I have to take care of my mom. My mom should be taking care of me. It is not an intellectual response. It's an emotional one. And I think that's what happened to your daughter. So the question is, how do we make sure it doesn't go on any farther? Because the point is, it's done. She apologized. You weren't really ready to take care of the apology, which is fine. I'd much rather you did what you're doing, which is kind of work it out, rather than sort of still carrying a grudge around. Because when she comes in, what I would do, because I'm sure you're that kind of wonderful mom, have some iced tea ready for her or something, or the table set, or some flowers, or the thing, all the stuff that you were already going to do anyway. And when she comes in, say, I will make you a deal. I will Google from now on. I will not make it your responsibility for you to take care of me when I'm trying to do a good deed for you. But and anytime I do that, if I ever do it again, I will give you $20 on the spot if you will make a deal that you don't yell at me, because it breaks my heart. And then you give each other hugs, kisses, you'll both cry, it'll be great, and you'll go home. Okay? But you see why, because look, this is one of those things, it was just a perfect storm. You were doing, I'm doing all the, you know, it's hot, and I hate the damn Metro, and I don't know where it is, and I never see her anyway, and, you know, and I'm sweaty, and I bake this wonderful cake for her, and it's going to be all yucko, and I'm doing, you know, and I could be at the beach, and all those kinds of things. And so you were thinking, somebody should be incredibly grateful to me because I'm being this wonderful mom.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was scraping 200-year-old paint off of bricks in my daughter's place, and I cut my. She turned on the fan when I wasn't paying. You know, she just turned on the fan, which cut this huge thing on my hand. You know, my hand, and she said, "You're bleeding all over the paint." I thought, I'm going to murder her. And but part of it is it really does help to be a psychologist and think, okay, she's worried about this. I'm up on a ladder. I'm feeling like I'm being the most I would never do this for anybody but my kid. You know, scraping paint off 200-year-old bricks? I don't think so. I'm a princess. I don't do it. And then she does something stupid, which I'm sure she felt terrible about, and she's saying, don't bleed into the paint. So these things come up, and what we need to do is just take a deep breath and understand that they happen, that we love each other, and they really only happen with people we love. Because if it was a stranger, we'd say, oh, if you were going to a friend's house and got lost, you would walk in and you'd be so apologetic. I'm so sorry. I should have checked it ahead of time. It's only with people that we love that we so. Have some iced tea ready. You go do something lovely for yourself. You're being a great mom. She's apologetic. She's had all day to worry about this. She will very likely show up with something lovely. You will give each other hugs. You will make the deal that says you will Google from now on. She will not yell. And you'll both cry and it'll be great.
Well, thank you so much. This was really helpful because when you at the beginning you asked what I wanted to say and I get you that the map thing was not
it was gonna start a war. I could just see that one happening.
I totally understand that, but I also was thinking, I was hoping that it would sort of open up this conversation that I've, as I said, she generally lives overseas, so I don't see her that frequently, and this is not the first time that she's done this to me. But
that's okay.
I think your idea, I
but
know
you
I think
start,
your idea is, yeah, by saying...
Yeah, you want to start from the specific, and then, because you see, you've already got the structure in place for her yelling in the future, because it's already there, of, okay, I'm not going to ask you to take care of me, but I don't need you to yell at me like that, and I will, if you ever feel like you have to take care of me, I'll give you $20. You yell at me, you got to give me 20. And you can actually write it out, because then you've got a basis, because you cannot go into your daughter and say, I've noticed you do this with other people, because she will go for your jugular. She will say, oh, Mom, you know, you're so... She'll take off after you.
Okay.
Well, you do, and that's not what you want. You don't want a war. You want and how she deals with other people is their problem.
Yes.
How she deals with you is your intersection, and you've just you've already got a structure in place for that.
Right.
Once you have this conversation.
Yes. No, I totally understand what you're saying. But if the conversation should sort of open up and expand, do you think it's okay if I talk to her about how? I'm kind of hypersensitive with her because
you can say that.
Okay.
But only as it relates to you.
Yes. No, I know I don't talk about her husband the way she treats him. I don't talk about
her. No, you can't do any of that. But I would still say that you don't actually have to go into that conversation if you think about it, because you've already got the structure in place. That's what I'm telling you. If you make a deal with her that, okay, I should have checked, you know, I should have Googled, I will be better prepared. I won't ask you to take care of me. I won't make you having to worry about me when you're worrying about other things, and I'm here to take care of you, because that's how she viewed it. She viewed you as mom's going to come, and mom's the cavalry, and then the cavalry is lost. You know, so that does not make her happy. So you were, and you said, look, I will not do this. I will not ask you to take care of me, and you will not yell. So then you don't have to open it up to a wider discussion about, well, you've always yelled at me or you've done this in the past, because you've already got the structure in place going forward, and that's all you care about.
Okay.
So when you're open, you don't need to open it up. It's already there.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying if it were to sort of veer into that.
It's not going to. She's not going to say it, and you're not going to say it because you've already got it in place.
Okay,
think about
I got it.
All right. I'll put you on hold. Kate, I think we'll be right next to you unless Ruth still didn't quite get it, and then we'll talk with her for another second. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free.
You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. 855-993-7569. Kate, thanks for your patience. You're on the air. How am I to help you?
Oh, my stars. Hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Kate.
I was doing some square breathing there.
Just good woman. Good.
The mind. Anyway, okay, my question. My little sister, single mom, big inspiration in my life. Her son, 14 years old. I don't know if I need to say. I'm in Canada.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. But my, I would like you to reiterate, I've taken notes. I've listened to you for years. I can't find those five responsibilities as a parent that you've shared. if you could speak about that, because my sister, her son has come to her and said, hey, I have tried marijuana. He's 14 years old. I know you speak about the brain, how it's growing. I'm going to let you talk now. Go ahead.
Okay. The five things I think I'm trying to remember if it's four or five, but well, let's see if I can probably come up with five. That each parent, and the whole point is to kind of give parents a little bit of wiggle room, because I think as parents, especially, I don't even think it's especially if we're single parents, but maybe it is because we don't have someone else to say, you know, back off, or, you know, maybe we need to do this. So there's not another adult, quite, at least in the household at the time, to kind of ballast us a little bit. So the five things is you want your kid to graduate high school, because without a high school diploma or some equivalency, they're really doomed to second-class citizenship. Okay, so that's number one, high school diploma. Number two, not arrested for obvious reasons, not drug addicted for obvious reasons, didn't get anybody pregnant, and hasn't wrapped anybody around a telephone pole in a car. And I think those are the five. I think anything past that, good grades, wonderful. Happy, terrific. A little unlikely, but terrific. Popular, great. Have a lot of friends, not so bad. But none of those are critical. The five that are critical is nobody ends up dead, pregnant, dropping out, addicted, and what was the other one? So, and past that, I mean, everything else is gravy. So, kid coming at 14 with marijuana, the first thing I would say to a boy is, did you know that you can get gynecomastia from marijuana? And he's going to say, what is that? And say, man breasts. And it's amazing how much all of a sudden guys are rethinking, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And whatever else, and he's going to say, you know, look, marijuana, it's better that I'm trying marijuana than alcohol. And then the mom says, both are illegal. And if you get caught doing either, it can certainly damage your future prospects, because if you get busted, and again, the laws are going to vary, but nobody thinks it's okay for a 14-year-old to have marijuana, and nobody thinks it's okay for a 14-year-old to be drinking. What you really don't want is anything that's going to impact your future in a negative way, because basically you've got your entire life ahead of you, and you don't want to do anything now that's so stupid that it closes down your options. And no one has ever said that marijuana helps you to study, that it helps you to do anything except maybe relax, and maybe we can figure out what things are making you tense and better ways to relax, because while medical marijuana may be legal in a lot of places, we're not talking about medical with you baby cakes. And so that marijuana isn't legal for anybody at 14. And presumably one of the things that you want to do is keep your wits about you, so even though you may not love school, that you don't flunk out. And certainly one of the ways of not paying much attention is marijuana. What I mean, look, the good news is he felt comfortable enough to come to her. My other issue, which is that kids aren't smoking anything, because in the long run, the race between marijuana and tobacco, I'm not sure anybody does anything but lose, because the tobacco isn't legal for 14-year-olds either, and we know that tobacco has some disastrous consequences in terms of health, in terms of mental health, a little unclear, but certainly in terms of physical health. The clarity is obvious. And for girls, we know that cigarette smoking increases the risk of breast cancer by a factor of 8. So there are lots of health reasons for not using any substance, especially at 14. So what have I not covered here for you?
Well, following up on that, now, my sister, due to some back injury, she does have a medical marijuana sort of, I don't know if it's licensed or prescription
perhaps, yeah.
And so he has also seen my sister use it. So my question would be, how do you kind of share those lines of potential confusion with the young
fellow? Well, I would say that for example, that first of all, I would make the point that an awful lot of things that are legal for adults are not legal for kids. The most obvious being something like driving. That, you know, that it's illegal for him to drive. It's perfectly legal and important for her to drive. That he can't vote at 14, that he doesn't really have the choice about going to school at 14. He may at 16, depending, I don't know what the laws are in Canada, and they vary a little bit in the states from state to state about when a minor can declare themselves as emancipated. But the idea being that, you know, at 14, you have lots of freedom to do all sorts of dumb things, but you don't have permission really from either me or from the state or from anybody else to do things that are really that you need an adult kind of mentality to be able to decide about. And drugs, the people do use drugs, but very few people think that drugs make their life better. They may take away pain in some ways, but you know, I mean, the pain of being a 14-year-old, you're probably going to have to learn to deal with in some way other than pharmacologically. And what I would focus on is not so much what he can't do, but what are his goals for himself? Do you know what his goals are? Does he want to go to college? Does he have a profession in mind? Does he want to join the service? Do we know what he wants?
Well, he's a thinker. He's a reader. He reads a lot. He also is like my dad says. He's like, you're all bums because he's on the computer devices, you know, the handheld devices and stuff. But he also does read. As far as forward thinking, where he's going in the future, I'm not quite sure if he's ever been asked or has asked.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a place where I'd start with him. Of hey, kiddo. Let's talk about not ways of distracting yourself from reality, but ways of focusing reality so you get to be the kind of person you want to be. What would you like to be doing? What would you like to be doing when do you want to go to college? What are you good at? And maybe as his aunt, you know some of the things he's good at.
His humor is amazing.
Well, don't take him to see what's it called, Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant,
yeah,
Dead,
right.
Which is the story of the National Lampoon. Do not take him to see that. But I will tell you, part of what maybe people about the Lampoon know is that's not a story that ends happily. So you know, rather than lecturing his mom, you know what, you could certainly pass along the five, you know, Brown's five commandments or suggestions,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, that's
but
why
then,
I hope to know the podcast.
Then I would start with him and say, okay, you know, tell me what it is you want. What makes sense to you? Where, you know, where would you like to be going? Let me put you on hold because we're up against a break here. And if there are more questions or something else I can help you with.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're most welcome, Kate. If you need more help, you know where to find me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WholeTones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.